It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Last week, I was at the deli counter because I wanted to buy some sliced turkey and cheese for a quick sandwich solution for all my family that was visiting. I needed to do that, but once again, I stood staring at all my choices, trying to figure out which ones had the least amount of sodium and didn't have chemical flavorings or dyes added. I mean, it's just not easy, especially if you can't even see the labels. Carolina, do you struggle with choosing healthy deli foods, especially meat and cheese?
I do. As a matter of fact, I swore it off for a long time because it was just too confusing. And I decided, you know what? I don't need it. I'm just going to live on peanut butter and jellies because it was just too hard to figure it out because it can be extremely confusing. And there isn't a lot of help to try to decipher it either because a lot of the information is not really there for you to see it, right?
Right, right, and I've even asked for it, but I want to just go back and say, yeah, I have sworn it off for a long time, but when suddenly I had a bunch of people I had to feed lunches to, which isn't all the time, but I thought, oh, God, I need to go there, and I was reminded. That's why we're doing this show, because it's just so confusing. You just look at rows and rows of possibilities for turkey and beef and whatever, and so
yeah.
Because I can't read the label, I'll ask the person, and the person won't know. What do we do about this?
Yeah, so that's a good point. So when you go to the deli counter, what do you do, right? Well, first thing, you can either be super proactive and research it at home before you go and look into the brands that your store might offer at the deli counter and go to the websites and read it in there. Most likely, I mean, I would say 99% of the times, the websites will have every ingredient they have in their deli-style meats and cheeses that they offer. The other thing you can do, if you have a really good grocery store, friendly one that's able to work with you, which most of them are, just ask the person at the counter if you can see the label. When they come packaged, there has to be a label in the box or somewhere. So that's another way to do it. But that long line at the counter might not be happy at you. So, but the good thing is, once you find a good brand, you can kind of just stick with it. So that's the cool thing. But I kind of want to give a really easy way to understand a little bit about these deli meats that you might not even think about it. There's three kinds you're going to find. You're going to find the whole cuts, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's just a whole piece of turkey, for example, that was just cooked, and it might have been flavored on the outside or added some sugars or different things, but the whole cut is there, and that gets sliced up. Or you can have a sectioned meat product or formed meat product is what they call, and that's a restructured product. So basically, they take multi-parts of the turkey breast or the cooked ham, for example, and then they add some emulsions to it to make the protein sticky and stick it together to kind of make it into a shape that you can slice it up to serve it in sandwiches. And then the very last one, that's the kind of the trickiest one of all, is the processed meats. The processed meats are going to be like your bologna and your sausages, like your beef sausage or poultry sausages, because pretty much anything can go in there and there's some additives too. And that makes up to about 15% of all the meat products produced in the U.S. So that's a pretty large number. And there's over 200 types of it that you can find in your own delis. So that's the basics. So which one you want to go for? Whole cuts. Whole cuts are going to be the better choice.
Yeah, I always go for the whole cuts. I mean, the rest of them it just gets too complicated and I'm already suspicious. So I'm already suspicious of the whole one, so forget the rest of them. But whole cuts, I have done research and I encourage listeners to do that. Go find a brand that you feel is more consistent with not adding all these extra additives that we just don't want in our bodies, including water, by the way. Yeah, why don't you tell them how they add water to these products?
Well, yeah, so a lot of these products, especially the reconstituted ones, they can add up to 10% of water. And basically, you're paying, sometimes you're paying $8, $9 a pound. And when 10% of it is water, then you're really kind of paying way too much of a high price for water. So you want to read.
And they're already expensive, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I find that.
Yeah. And even those
they're adding
cuts that
water to add weight, to add price, to add cost, to add income, to add bottom line. There we go again. So, and the sodium is part of that picture, right?
Yeah, so one of the main concerns when we talk about deli meats is sodium. Cold cuts are famously high in sodium, in salt. So what you want to do for that is if you're buying prepackaged, to look for the low sodium or look for the sodium content. You want to get something that has in the lower 300 to 400 milligrams of sodium per serving. Now, if you're going to the counter, ask the person at the counter if there's a low sodium version of what you usually like. So if you like sliced turkey, ask for a low sodium turkey. And even then, you want to make sure that you ask for how much sodium is in there. And that's an information that you can easily find online as well as at the counter. So it's a good one to ask. And you do want to pay attention to that because the salt can really add up in these cold cuts, especially if you're eating it every day for lunch.
Huge. And by the way, that sodium helps it absorb that extra water. So low sodium means you have maybe less water. It's just common sense.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah, they get you coming and they get you going. So I always, getting back to what we said initially, I always reserve going there for meats when I have, you know, a special situation that I just can't, I won't have time to cook my own turkey and make my own, you know, slices of turkey for sandwiches, which is, you know, turkey breasts are really great for that, but you can there are lots of ways to substitute that meat and get out of that artificial additive seasoning flavor, which takes me to my other point. Whenever I do pick it, I pick ones that have cayenne in them because I somehow feel like it's lower sodium and it's spiced with more cayenne. They don't need all that extra stuff, and that's better for me. Am I making a right assumption or a wrong one?
Yeah, you want to look for things that are going to be spiced with herbs and spices instead of salt. So that's, you still have to look at all the components, but cayenne pepper is definitely going to be add a lot of flavor without adding salt. Now, you know, I want to expand on the sodium here because when we talk about deli, we talk about the sodium as in salt. But there's also sodium nitrate. Sodium nitrate, nitrites. That's something that a lot of people ask. I mean, probably the number one question I get as a dietitian when you talk about cold cuts. And the issue with that, if you haven't heard of it before, is it's added because it helps prevent growth of a bacteria that causes botulism. So it's added for safety. The problem is that during the cooking process, those nitrites can turn into a carcinogenic compound that is highly toxic and have been linked to cancers of oral cavity cancer, urinary bladder, esophagus, stomach, and brain. I mean, these are like true research that have found a positive link between these two things. So definitely something you want to avoid. There are a lot of them in the market now that will say nitrite, nitrate free. That's what you want to go for. Definitely a compound to pay attention to and avoid at all costs.
Yeah, and I know they also add sugar, and who needs sugar in turkey? Really? Do you sprinkle sugar on your turkey when you serve it at home? No. So forget that. I want to quickly, before we run out of time, touch on cheese, because that's the other most commonly, I think, ordered deli food. So what are your guidelines for that?
It kind of goes the same way as the meat. You want to look at the labels. You want to make sure it's real cheese. I mean, you want to look for milk in there and for the bacteria that are going to turn it into cheese. And you want to make sure that you're avoiding all the artificial dyes. Cheese tends to come with some dyes if you don't pay attention to, especially cheddar to make it extra yellow. So make sure you look for dyes. Make sure it's real cheese. And then just do some research before you buy it. When you find a brand you trust, stick with it and just keep checking back to make sure they don't change the formulation. Well, I hope we helped you a little bit decipher what you're going to do at the deli counter next time. Remember, you can always come to kidcritics.org to find more information. And you'll always listen to us on Radio MD.com. In the meantime, stay well.